Civil and political human rights are on the decline in this country, with Māori most at risk of arbitrary arrest, torture, ill-treatment, new data has shown. The Human Rights Measurement Initiative has released its annual report on how countries around the world stack up in their provision of human rights. Just Speak is a justice advocacy group, and the executive director is Epiphany Forward Taua, and she joins us for a kōrero today. Thanks for your time, Epiphany. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi. This paints a pretty dire picture for Māori. Is any of it surprising to you?
Unfortunately, it isn't. I think it's quite disheartening, actually, when you look at the data and you see across the board, so education, health, various other key services provided by our government, seeing that Māori are on the verge of a number of human rights violations according to this data. So it's really saddening, and I think, quite honestly, not surprising.
Okay, well, let's break it down a little bit. What stands out to you? This is the Human Rights Measurement Initiative. I'm not so familiar with that initiative. Maybe you could just touch on that. But some of the other aspects that were raised in its latest report.
Okay, so the Human Rights Measurement Initiative, basically it uses two unique methodologies, which was co-designed over several years and developed by both human rights defenders and measurement experts. It basically analyses and draws on statistics and international databases and specialist surveys of human rights in various countries, and it's peer-reviewed on a regular basis. And really what it does is it brings to the fore information that's been collated and collected across various international databases. And really what it shows us is that there are some areas where we're performing well, and then a lot of areas we're performing quite poorly, in particular when it comes to justice, when it comes to treatment of people in prisons, when it comes to engagement with police, the provision of services for health and education. It's a really helpful tool and enables kind of analysis and comparison across our international community of human rights.
Well, we know the stats. We've been looking at them for years, and they seem not to be changing all that much. And now we've got rhetoric that suggests we need longer prison sentences. We need to get tougher on crime. We need boot camps for young people. This all when we know that as far as human rights are concerned, it's Tangata Whenua here in NZ, one of the most incarcerated people in the world, with poor health, with poor educational statistics, with poor housing, etc. I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it? It feels as though, as Tangata Whenua, we are the football being banged from pillar to post. And when the human rights lens is laid across where we're at, it's Māori at the bottom of all these indicators. What's to be done here? Was there anything positive that we can take out of the Human Rights Measurement Initiative, or do we just have to sort of suck the kumara?
Well, I will say that something that the government could do immediately is to resume and pick up the work that they put on hold last year in relation to UNDRIP, so the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Rights, which was actually put on hold indefinitely at the end of last year. So that's been really, really problematic for the advancement of mahi for Māori by our government, and I think it's really important to recognise, and as you've kind of touched on, that our justice system really is like a maze, and it really has exits, and that's actually a reflection of poor support that's provided across our social sector, our education sector, whereby we have a system that is colonial-led led not by Māori and not supported necessarily by Māori. So we need to think about how can we shift and change the way that we're engaging with hapu and iwi so that there are culturally appropriate support services for our people And we've got to remember, in particular, prisons are really, really problematic for rehabilitation and for the oranga of Ngāi Māori. And we know, as you touched on, the disproportionate representation of Māori in that system. And we have to remember, of course, that prisons are a colonial institution not conceived by Māori, and it continues to hurt our people. And I think it's really important that the conversation and the way in which the government is engaging with Māori needs to be led by Māori communities, because we know what's best for Māori people. And ideas such as boot camps, such as all of the things that are coming out of the woodwork at the moment are just inappropriate and are actually lacking an evidence base. And we know that longer prison terms, sentences, etc., are actually more negative for people's rehabilitation and their ability to reintegrate into our society well. So those types of policies are very, very harmful and should just be absolutely scratched, and we should focus on the data and we should focus on the evidence, which says rehabilitation and healing is the best way when it comes to justice.
And again, I'm very mindful of the role that Just Speak is having in highlighting issues of inequity in our justice system. It's a very important vehicle to raise these types of kōrero that we are having today, Epiphany. So I'm really pleased to have somebody like you at the helm. Amnesty International, actually, and Just Speak have made a joint submission to the UN Committee Against Torture, which highlights the organisation's concerns for human rights in our prison system, among other areas. Can you outline these concerns for our listeners, please, Epiphany?
Oh, yes. So there are so many. We might be here for a wee while if I list them all. But things that we did talk about were the use of tactical tools. So those things include pepper spray, a number of other things, spit hoods, the way in which people are, you know, detained, the use of isolation and separation of people in prisons and how that is utilised. So there were a number of things that we raised in our submission, and really our concern is about human rights. And what we do know is in our prison system, there are a number of failings by corrections to actually meet minimum entitlements. And we see that in the recent report that was released by the Office of the Inspectorate just last week on separation and isolation. So we're still seeing all of the things coming through from the government themselves and from regulatory bodies. So I think there's a real need for corrections to at least get to that point where they can meet those minimum entitlements, and of course continue to hold themselves to a really high standard and meet our human rights obligations that we have ratified domestically into our domestic law. So, and some of the things that we raised in our report include, you know, an inspection that took place in Otago Prison back in October 2020 by the Ombudsman, which raised concerns about breaches of the convention, in particular where prisoners could be seen by CCTV using the toilet and in various stages of undress in their cells. Like, that is so unnecessary and so demeaning, and it's those types of things that we're really concerned about. And we think people being put in prison, we understand that that's a part of our system, but the way we treat people, and in particular our most vulnerable people, is telling of our integrity as a nation. So even if we don't have whānau or people in prison, we should really still care about the way that our vulnerable communities are being treated, and at the bare minimum, we should be meeting those rights.
Tēnā koe. As I say, Te Tuhine, thanks for all the mahi you've been doing in this area. Have I been mispronouncing your name?
Is it No.
Is it Epiphany or Epiphany?
Epiphany. Yeah, you got it right.
What, with the one P at the front or the PH? How does that sit?
The P at the front. I think you got that right. So it's Epiphany.
Epiphany. It's a neat name. Is it? How did you come to carry that? Is it like Epiphany? Like a comes
I
off?
Think so. I think so, and I think probably my mum just really liked the idea around what that Ingoa means. So yeah, that's how I ended up with that name.
And it's quite a unique name because you're quite a unique person. Thank you for sharing some cordial with us, sister. Thanks so much.
Tēnā koe.
I look forward to our next conversation. It's Epiphany Forward Daua.